the law enforcement members in involved in defamation, and also the decriminalization of it. Of course, this mention this also includes the issue on the national flag, the defamation to the national flag emblem and anthem, and so on. What I wish to first point out, first of all, the definition and insult are clearly provided in the Criminal Code of Macau, and the Foreign Enforcement Amendment should not invade the privacy and the reputation of individuals. We believe the freedom of speech has its limits. While protecting the right to freedom of speech of the citizen, we also need to take the right of privacy and reputation of the others into consideration. And the definition of defamation in the should have a clear definition of the limit of the freedom of speech. This will be more favorable to the citizens to exercise their right to freedom of speech if members of the law enforcement force are involved in defamation. Our criminal code has also its provisions. Apart from the law enforcement members' own reputation, they are there also to safeguard the enjoyment of this right. As for the insult to the national flag, anthem, and emblem, there are also the conditions and requirements for this. Is the main requirement is to do with the symbol of the sovereignty of the state. In terms of the crime itself, it must be subjectively intended to insult the symbols of the state, including the national flag, anthem, and emblem. So we have very clear definition on this. If such actions are taken, and subjectively, they intend to insult the national flag, emblem, and anthem, that will be a crime of insult to the national flag, emblem, and anthem. So we have provided the legal safeguards in terms of the symbols of the state sovereignty and other people's rights and freedom or liberty. On this basis, we have criminalized certain actions. We believe the current definition of the crime of defamation or insult to national flag, emblem, and anthem are sufficient to set a limit on the type of actions while considering the rights and freedom and liberty of a person. And we have no intention and no plan to legislate to decriminalize defamation and insult. As for Mr. Gomez's question on the measures adopted by the SAR government to increase the efficiency of court cases dealing and expedite the procedures of court, we have mainly done a lot of us in reforming the judicial system and to enhance the internal procedures and measures to deal with the backlog of cases. To start with, we have adopted effective legislative measures, including the criminal procedure law, civil procedure law, and the legal organization law. We have reformed such a law. And since 2013, we have been implementing the Criminal Code. The direction of such reform is to ensure the people bringing other people to court to have enjoy fully their right to, and also to simplify the system of the proceedings. In 2019, we have amended the judicial organization law. We have also reformed the system of for lawyers to work on state government, so they can have the more lawyers can be involved in more cases. So to increase the workload of judges, to simplify the procedural the court proceedings. The second one is we have increased enhanced the training of human resources, and adopted a series of guiding measures to increase the efficiency of case handling by the courts. As for the right by the suspects to appeal, if the suspects do not use the language used by the court, they will be provided timely simultaneous interpreting. Through the continuous reform of the judicial system, the cases handled by first instance courts are actually conducted in Chinese. It's only in the second, the court of second instance, since we have certain judges who are Portuguese speaking, so during the cases handled by the second instance courts, Portuguese is used for certain cases. As for the detailed information and statistics, we will provide the information on the case handling, the language used by suspects, and so on and so forth in writing. Thank you. I would now hand the floor to advisor Mr. Zhang to respond to questions. Madam Chair and members, good morning.